Our scripture this morning is from Luke. Jesus is traveling through the countryside, teaching and preaching as he goes, and he often tells stories to make a point. So as you listen to the scripture this morning, picture Jesus teaching out in the fields and a large crowd of all different kinds of people following him. Luke 15. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. "Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep.' And just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I lost.' Just so, I tell you, there is more joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents."
And that was the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Thank you. I'm so pleased to be here and present my findings on the scripture reading today. And you're probably wondering what a church organist is doing up here in the pulpit. And I would say lots of prayer got me here. And I'm so thankful to Pastor Peace and all of those who had prayed for me and encouraged me in this. I'm very glad to be here. So let us pray. Oh Lord, as we come today finding you, we're looking for you to open our minds and hearts to what you would have us receive today. I pray that wherever we come today, Lord, that you would inspire our hearts. Know that you will find us wherever we are at in our life if we look to you. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. We love you, Lord. Amen. So this passage today comes to us from the lectionary reading for this week. And I think it's a joy for me to acknowledge that many other churches also hear this word today and respond. And while the typical interpretation of this passage may be more about a focus on repentance and seeking those who are lost from God in God's sight, and I do hold these actions very highly in my faith as I think it brings us closer to God, I found something that stuck out to me a lot in this passage, and that is the dual reality of losing and finding. As I studied the passage, two questions kept coming back to me. What does it mean to be lost? And what does it mean to be found and found by God? As we look into the passage, we do find a distinction of a group that we could argue were lost. The tax collectors and sinners. At least that's how the Pharisees and scribes would refer to them. They grumble and say, "What is wrong with Jesus? Why does he hang out with these people who are sinning? They do wrong. They sin against God. They're lost, and they don't know where they're going." And the Pharisees were probably even wondering if they were worthy of God's mercy. However, Jesus responds with a couple of parables. "Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And also, what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it?" Here we have a dear shepherd searching for his lost sheep, and a dear woman searching for a coin. It's a certain thing that they're searching for. And images start to bubble in my mind of searching and searching and searching. And as I studied, I started to ask myself, am I searching? Am I in that situation? Have I lost something? Have I been lost? And over time, I realized that, yes, I have been lost. But I couldn't answer that right away, what I was even searching for, if I was lost. I actually had to dig deep for an answer and take time in prayer. In transitioning to a new job this summer, I felt a similar feeling that I felt in transitioning to college. And not so much in the sense I had no idea what I was doing, maybe a little, but more so in the sense that something was missing. And oftentimes it's in looking back and reflecting on our lives that we realize we have more perspective than in the current moment. And in looking back, I realized that I was so busy taking on a new role that I lost a part of myself. I think identified a part of myself in that role. And so I lost a part of myself, I lost a part of my time, a part of my joy, and yes, a part of my faith. And yes, it's true, in my busyness, Jesus became an afterthought. And as we lose a part of Christ, we lose a part of ourselves. As Christ in us completes us into a whole being. In his commentary on this passage, Father Michael K. Marsh, an Episcopal priest, describes different ways in which we lose ourselves. Quote, sometimes we lose ourselves, we lose parts of ourselves to grief and sorrow when life becomes overwhelming and confusing, to the pain and wounds of life, to circumstances that are nobody's fault, and sometimes the choices we've made. Sometimes we lose ourselves to fear, anger, jealousy, wanting to be right more than doing right, judgments we make of others, refusing to forgive. Sometimes we lose ourselves to success, gaining approval, meeting the expectations of others. I know I've been there. Sometimes the lost parts of ourselves is faith, a hope, a dream, end quote. And I think we've all been there. And that's okay. Because I don't believe God expects us to be perfect all the time, and I don't think it's realistic to expect that we're never going to have ups and downs, even in our faith journey. And so, friends, in our broken world, sometimes we even lose the will to live. As we talk about 9/11 today, and yesterday was World Suicide Prevention Day, we question if it's safe and even worth it to go on in life. We question, do I keep searching for myself? Do I keep searching for this thing I've possibly lost? Do I keep going? What makes me get up every day? And what, you know, do I keep searching for God even? Or do I just give up? And if you feel these things in your heart, that's all right. I felt the same things. And I'm wondering if we've lost a part of ourselves lately. I think we can definitely maybe envision ourselves as the shepherd or woman searching for something maybe we don't even know. And although there is no one definition of being lost, there seems to be a general feeling in ourselves when we are lost of emptiness and looking for something we need, and possibly filling that physical or spiritual need, trying to fill that with something maybe not as healthy. I know I've been there too. But my friends in Christ, we do search for many things in our lives. Ultimately, we search for God even if we don't know it. And the amazing thing is God searches for us even if we don't know it. Even when we do not know what we are searching for or exactly what we have lost, God knows. This gives me so much comfort, and yet it is hard to believe this sometimes in that moment of fear or confusion or anger. And on this day of 9/11, we do remember and lift to God all of those lost that day, this day, in any war, anywhere. And while we do not know the names of all the fallen, God does. No precious soul is lost to God. No hope or wish or moment of grief or pain is lost to God. A couple of weeks ago, I was watching the movie Top Gun Maverick at the movie theater. with my grandma. I won't give away any spoilers. And usually it's not a movie, actually, I would go and see. You know, I get scared easily. And so I was like, okay, God, I'm going to go see this movie. I'm not sure if I'm going to like it, but, you know, and it really turned out to be good. And it really made me think. It makes me even emotional to think about the loyalty between each of those fighter pilots and thinking about how those pilots and many people in the armed forces today and people on this day 21 years ago gave their lives for one another freely, giving up their pride and disagreements, going after the lost person in that building. And as I sat in the theater that day, I realized that that's God. That is God at work in the hearts of these people, that willing to give up their lives freely for someone they don't even know. Wow. Back to the passage, I'm intrigued by the phrase, until he, the shepherd, finds it. In a shorter version of the parable in Matthew's gospel, there's a difference in phrasing. It says, and if he finds it, he will rejoice. But Luke's version has this persistent focus, until he finds it. For the woman as well, she searches carefully, until she finds it. In this way, I feel a connection to God who faithfully searches for that missing part of us and helps us find it. God does not give up on us, though our priorities may change in life, even unintentionally. But it doesn't seem practical, does it? Leaving 99 sheep to look for one, spending hours of resources, such as time looking for a simple coin. And time, I think, is one of those gifts that we are so blessed with that you kind of don't realize until it's past how much of a blessing our time is here. And so a lot of times we barely have time to reflect on what we have lost, let alone look for it. And these things that we value as important as time and money and resources, the crazy thing is God is not worried about these things. And as I traveled in the car yesterday, I realized that, and I felt comforted in the fact that God knows where we are at all times. And God is out of our sphere of knowledge, out of what I'm worried about. God's outside of that. It may seem so simple, but in a culture that says you are only known, appreciated, and found if you meet certain standards or achieve certain goals in wealth or fame, where you have to work your way to be appreciated, the love of Christ is profound because it's based solely on love. And so maybe instead of categorizing those tax collectors and sinners and Pharisees and scribes as good or bad, unrighteous or righteous, we can admit that they were both lost in some ways. Maybe we are lost, and that's okay. Because friends, whether we have lost a part of ourselves, our ambition to move on in life, a dream, a loss, God is there to meet us, grieve with us, and rejoice with us when we do find what we were looking for. And we are called to do the same for others. And this can require an ego check sometimes. Rejoicing with others when I feel lost, God, what? You know, I'm in this place where I feel vulnerable and scared, but rejoicing with others, that can be hard sometimes. But yes, when we rejoice with others, we invite God's Spirit into us. And I feel in that kind of the part of the parable where Jesus connects it, it's not really part of the parable, but he says, just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. I find in that not so much a focus on repentance, but on joy and celebration. And a lot of times that's how God works in each other's lives. I know we all know that when we rejoice with each other, we feel God in each other. We experience God through the grace and love of another person. And we make room for Christ and his work that he is faithful to complete in us. Sometimes we are called to wait in the in-between time of discovering a loss and finding it. I think of the woman searching for the coin, looking to give up. That shepherd in the wilderness wondering if he will ever find his sheep, needing to go back and see if the other 99 are okay. Wondering, is God here? Where is God in my confusion and pain? But in this time, we know we can keep our eyes on God, knowing that he is our beloved shepherd, as we are told in Psalm 23. one of the most beloved psalms. And a bold quote from preacher Charles Spurgeon, I feel, calls me, as he says, quote, to keep my eyes simply on him, letting his death, his sufferings, his merits, his glories, his intercession be fresh upon our minds. When I wake in the morning, looking to him, and when I lie down at night, look to him. And not letting our hopes or fears come in between me and Jesus, because following hard after him, he will never fail us, end quote. And that's not easy, that's for sure. That's not easy every day, but with God's help, nothing is possible for God. And the beautiful thing is, this is our home. The church is a place for all, whether we feel lost or not, unrighteous or not, worthy or not. We come here to share our joys, our sorrows, our losses, our griefs, our pains. And what we have found, where we have found God in the week, and most importantly, to worship God, who provides for us and sticks with us our entire journey through. Ultimately, we know that we can never lose God, as St. Paul says in one of my most favorite verses in Romans, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Isn't that so profound? I conclude today with the words of Reverend David Laus, pastor of Mount Olivet Lutheran Church, and his commentary on this passage. Which of you, Jesus asks, would go to such lengths to search and find, and then welcome back and celebrate? Truth be told, none of us would, but God would. In fact, God does, even now, putting all at risk to seek us out, lighting a lamp like the woman, and sweeping, 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 until we are all caught up in God's mercy, grace, and love. And so as we end today, I'd like to take a time to maybe just reflect on that passage. I encourage us to just take a little time in silent prayer, and I will end us in a short prayer. And I encourage us also to think of ourselves as the woman or as the shepherd looking for that lost part of ourselves in this time. Oh God, even though we don't know maybe right away what we're looking for, maybe we do, maybe we have this piece of us that's been missing and we know it, but yet it's hard to share, Lord. It's hard to bring that to you. But Lord, I pray you would revive us. I pray that you would assure us that none of us is lost to you, no part of us is lost in your sight, that your goal is to make us whole people. Lord, I pray for all of us here that you would make us whole, that you would guide us in your love and guide us to do what we need to do to find that part of us that's lost. Help us to seek you in everything that we do. We do love you, Lord.